I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the agenda is presented.
Move to approve the agenda.
Second. Motion second. Any further comment? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No unfinished business. New business.
Approve the minutes.
Oh, yes. Sorry, got ahead of myself there. Can I get an approval of the minutes of the September 6th, 2022 regular meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further comment? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Now on to no unfinished business. No unfinished business. New business, 307 Wildcat Well Service. Retainage release for Buffalo Wells Project in the amount of $5,535.79. Mr. Hook.
And we do have all the retainage releases. And I would say this is what we need to do.
Okay. So that whole project's done at this point? Or is there
Is that the second stage? There'll be one more. The big one.
Yeah.
It'll be pipelines and pumps and a lot of electrical wiring.
Okay. Yeah. Can I get a motion to approve the retainage release for Buffalo Wells Project at 307 Wildcat Well Services?
I make a motion to approve the retainage release for Buffalo Wells Project 307 Wildcat Well Service for the amount of $5,535.79.
I'll second.
Motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mayor's appointment. Can I get a motion to approve Jerry Spearing to the Planning and Zoning Board for an unexpired term?
I'd love to appoint or approve the mayor's appointment of Jerry Spearing to the Planning and Zoning Board for an unexpired term.
Second.
Motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Welcome aboard, Mr. Spearing.
Thank you.
Reports. Dennis Kirvin.
Mr. Mayor, council members. I guess the first thing I should say is it'll be announced shortly, but I have merged my office, Kirvin and Kirvin, with Davis and Cannon, the new name of the firm is the law, the Kirvin office of Davis and Cannon LLP. The main reason for that was that Ben was appointed as district court judge, formerly city attorney, and he no longer can practice privately. And the other motivating factor for me was the fact that Bridget Geis was working for Davis and Cannon and can now work out of my office. So she's been working this month in the office. I'm glad to have her back. The only issue I have is Julie received a letter, which is kind of a form of a claim, I guess, from Chris Wages on behalf of Margo Brown on the Margo Pottery building. Maybe you're all familiar with this problem, but she claims that moisture is seeping into that wall based on the fact that the mural is there and holding it in. I don't have much background. I just talked to Scott about it a little bit, and I just think we need to respond to that letter. Apparently, Mr. Worker, Aaron Worker, has photographs of the wall prior to putting the mural up, and it showed that there were existing cracks in that wall prior to that time. Are you all familiar with
this? Yeah, this has been ongoing for probably 2 years, trying to find a contractor that would not only look at it, but eventually come back and try to repair. And there have been discussions between, I know building inspectors had some discussions, yeah, and previous councils had some discussions with various contractors to try to do the repair that could be done. But yeah, there were pictures, you're right, from prior to the mural that had some cracks.
Do we have those? Does the city have those?
I know we did it one time when this first came out.
I'll find them for you.
Thank you. I know that Terry told me that he has been in contact with Cade Kachura, and he plans on doing it, just hasn't had time to come down and perform some work on it. So I guess we'll wait for his evaluation. Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you. Building inspector is a family thing. Chief Bissett is represented by Captain Paul.
Nothing to report.
Les Hook.
We are continuing to patch a lot and hopefully do a little bit more chip seal, but if the leaves start falling, the chip seal is out.
The tar for that, the price has gone up exponentially, correct?
Like last year, our loads were 18,000. This year, they're 36,000 plus. So it more than doubled.
Mr. Cook, there's a section on Tisdale that I believe maybe still needs to be repaired where a water line went in. Is that scheduled to be done?
We're up there today.
Oh, perfect.
Any more questions? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any oral or written comments? Mr. Bent.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Bentley. And I have no complaints, nothing to negatively report to any of you, or any request to make of you, other than to keep doing the very good work that you've done. For those of you who are considering the council, remember that your bosses are the people out there, not the people in here. This is one of the most effective city councils I've experienced in covering government for almost 60 years. This is my last city council meeting ever, anywhere. Danny Hartley won. He told me the day he started running for office he would not do an interview with me. He has never done one, no matter how hard I pushed.
With anybody.
Not just you. That's a bit quotable quotes.
It's your turn, Aaron. You all do a very good job. You should be very proud of what you've done. Those who are not going to run for re-election, thank you, even though I don't live in Buffalo. I do enjoy the benefits of what you've done as a city council. So keep doing it, and do it well. Remember, there are two things to live by. One is to say thank you with a smile, and the other is to exceed expectations. If you're just doing what's expected, you're failing. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you, Mark. It's been an honor working with you, my friend.
Thank you.
Any other oral or written comments? Ms. DeMattis.
I'm Laura DeMattis, and don't want to take up too much of your time. I thank you for your time.
I'm here representing today a women's group that I'm a member of called the Republican Women Freedom Alliance. And we just wanted to make the council aware, this is just an informational thing, of a situation that we had as a group with the Chamber of Commerce during the Fair and Rodeo. And I'm here because the Chamber Secretary actually denied us a float in the rodeo parade. And we felt that that was a bit of an incursion of our freedom of speech, especially the reasons they gave us. And we've never known of anyone to be denied a float in the parade. And I have a short, sweet, little, concise letter here to give to the council members so that you will know just the facts as they were happened. I'm only asking, knowing that you have no jurisdiction over the chamber and cannot control what they do or say in anything that they do, would just like for you to take that situation into consideration if and when they come to the city for funding, that maybe you would consider not funding any entity or business or corporation or government office that would actually deny someone in the community just a voice in the community that was something that was open for the whole city. So that's all I have. Just an information for you. Any questions? I'll take them. Thank you.
Any other oral or written comments?
Hello, my name's Edison. I've spoken with you previously about the ice arena improvements, and I just wanted to let you know that we've been in communication with some other rink managers throughout the state who are showing interest in our efforts, and wanted to make sure that our communications went through after our prior meeting, and was just curious if we could get an update as to when we could continue that conversation. We're not in any hurry. These recently came up in the last couple of weeks talking with other rink managers, so we were curious as to when we could hear back.
I know there's been some discussion on ways to move forward, and I know legal will guide us in some of those decisions as well. I'll take the blame in a lack of a follow-up. Eventually it lands on my shoulders, and I'll be honest, I haven't got that done to you, but I'll follow up with you this week or the first part of next week.
No blame necessary. We appreciate all of your efforts. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcements. Planning and Zoning Board meeting, September 27th, 1 p.m. Mr. Spearing, you'll need to be there. Okay. Department head meeting, October 4th at 7 a.m. City County meeting, October 18th at 7 a.m. City Council meetings, October 4th and 18th at 5 p.m. Can I get an approval of the bills as presented? A motion to approve the bills.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And I get a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?